Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Hearing the heart throbs of God, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. Penetrating sirens, penetrating screams, penetrating stares, penetrating words. In each case, your body reacts with quick determination. Adrenaline sends a message to your heart. Action needed now. The same could be said of the Word of God. It penetrates the heart with truth too important to ignore. A.T. Pearson explores the power of God's forceful and piercing Word. Walk with A.T. Pearson, an American preacher, writer, and missionary advocate in the 1800s to early 1900s. The life of God is in His Word. The Word is quick, living. Is it a mirror? Yes, but such a mirror as the living eye. Is it a seed? Yes, but a seed hiding the vitality of God. Is it a sword? Yes, but a sword that omnisciently discerns and pierces the human heart. Hold it reverently, for it is a living book. Speak to it, and it will answer you. Bend to listen, and you will hear in it the heart throbs of God. This book we are to hold forth as the Word of Life and the light of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Like the birds that beat themselves senseless against the light of the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbor, the creatures of darkness will assault this Word and vainly seek to put out its base, while it still rises from its rock pedestal, immovable and serene. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 13.
Hebrews 4. Therefore, since the promise of entering His rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the good news proclaimed to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said, "So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest." And yet His works have been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere He has spoken about the seventh day in these words, "On the seventh day God rested from all His works." And again in the passage above He says, "They shall never enter my rest." Therefore, since it still remains for some to enter that rest, and since those who formerly had the good news proclaimed to them did not go in because of their disobedience, God again set a certain day, calling it today. This He did when a long time later He spoke through David, as in the passage already quoted, "Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from His. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
Perhaps you find it a bit unnerving to know there is something that can penetrate all your defenses and pierce your heart with convincing truth. You can't change the truth, but you can allow it to change you, and that is its purpose: to penetrate, divide, judge, and transform your life. Hold it reverently and often.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.